What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
We are back on the air. I am Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
So last week's show, we talked about what do you do or what do we recommend when you rent a vehicle. And we, I think, outlined that we believe that it is in your best interest to go ahead and purchase the collision damage waiver. However, you know, if you don't and you have a situation with a rental car company, it's not going to financially ruin your life. I mean, let's say that you did owe $1,500. I mean, you can get through that and go on. Today, we're talking about what is a personal umbrella policy. And this is the one that can really protect you from a financial catastrophe. It was funny. I looked up years ago. I wrote a marina, and we had an umbrella policy for the marina. And they actually called it a bumper chute policy, which is another name for an umbrella. And I went online, and it was interesting, all the different names out there that they have for an umbrella. Well, one's a parasol. You heard of that before, Kathy? Mm-hmm. We got a sunshade or a canopy. It also can be called an excess liability policy. So what is an umbrella policy? What does it do? This policy here protects you from a major catastrophe, a liability situation. So what happens is when you have maybe a major car accident or some sort of situation that's really hot water legally, the umbrella policy is there to kick in to protect you because it's going to be normally a higher limit of insurance than you get on your underlying policy, or actually it is a higher limit. And you can go up to, I've got some customers that's got as high as a $10 million.
Right. Normally they go from about $1 million to $10 million. We can do higher than that, actually. But we do recommend having an umbrella because it goes over your home and your auto and all your recreational vehicles and your toys. People don't realize that your homeowner's or your auto policy might exclude some things, but your umbrella will actually cover those things. So we like to protect people with an umbrella, and it's usually not very expensive to get one.
Yeah, there is a principle that we've talked about before in insurance that you don't want to risk a lot for a little.
Correct.
So the umbrella policy's premiums are typically very low.
Yes, it's based off like how many homes you have or how many vehicles you have or how many toys you have, and it's based off of that. People don't realize sometimes when you start talking to them about that, oh, it's going to cost me so much to have it. It's really not very expensive. If you just have a basic home and you have cars, typically it can run around $200 a year for $1 million of coverage, depending on what kind of things you have. If you have a secondary home or rental homes, it's always something, then you own them personally. You can actually have your personal umbrella over that. And then we do encourage to have a commercial umbrella over your actual business policies. But today we're talking about personal primarily.
Yes. We have one.
Yes.
So we practice what we preach. Severity is against you, but probability is on your side.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, the chances of having an umbrella claim are very, very small.
We have seen the umbrella hit in a claim situation very few times, but when it happened, it was when there was a catastrophe, when there was a death. They went after every policy, the underlying policies that the customer had, and of course, it was hit because of a death from an auto accident. So people don't realize if they hadn't had that, after your policy limits works, you know, exceeded, then the umbrella kicks in. And that does help protect you from something like that happening. Or even if it wasn't a catastrophe, it's when passed away, they basically were injured for life in a wheelchair or something like that. You know, that's when we see these things actually, kick in. And of course, people don't realize you never know what's going to happen in an accident. You never know when you might need this, but your umbrella does cover things that your homeowner's policy will not and your auto policy
will
not.
Well, we have some examples of claims today, so we'll go through that. Kathy and I have licensed a lot of people.
Yes.
Some work for us, some have left.
Yeah.
Or moved out or retired or whatever. But when we send somebody to a licensing class, you have to go. It takes 40 hours of pre-licensing to get an insurance license.
To be able to take your insurance license.
Yes. Yes. Excuse me. You have to pass the pre-licensing test.
To get to the test.
Yeah. And then
once
you get the 40 hours of pre-licensing class completed, then you get to sit for your state test. An insurance license is a state-specific license, just like a driver's license.
Yes.
However, we do have what's called a non-resident license where we can operate and sell insurance in different states. And we're mostly in the Southeast where we do that.
Right.
What is the very first thing? Because a lot of people come into insurance, they're brand new, they don't know. You know, we try to hire good people. It's kind of a toss-up to whether they'll be good at this or not because it's a tough business. But what is the first thing that every single person has come back from class, what do they always say every single time?
Well, the instructors are telling them not to write low limits, or are they to have the umbrella? Do they have an umbrella?
The first thing they say is, I'm getting an umbrella policy. Mm-hmm. Every one of them has said that because they go to class and they start thinking about what can happen. And I do have claims examples here. Again, just what an umbrella policy is going to do is going to protect you from a financial liability when you have caused a third party bodily injury or property damage. But we're typically going to be bodily injury because it would be hard to have a property damage to go over, say, a million. You have to really screw up to do that.
Right.
But, I mean, you're talking about you know, most of the time it's going to be an auto accident or you've done something that, you know, perhaps your premises was not safe. I do have some examples here. And also, a lot of these examples, I got 10 actual claims on a personal umbrella policy. A lot of these claims are arising from what's called vicarious liability, which means you're responsible for a minor.
Right.
So you can, as an adult, and when you have somebody that is a minor, that you're their guardian, parent, you're going to be responsible for what they do.
And for their dogs, too.
Yes. Yeah. Here's some dog examples.
We've seen that with dog bites or dog attacks.
So some of these are just hard to read because, you know, you read what happens here and you really, some are kind of, I won't say it's funny, but some of them are kind of crazy. Just start one that sounds kind of ridiculous. An insured's daughter hated math class. As well as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter made several disparaging and false remarks about her teacher online.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher sued the parents for personal injury.
Slander, basically.
Yes, and she was awarded $750,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a pretty expensive math lesson.
Exactly.
I hope a teacher taught this kid how to manage money or to do math, because... Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's what they had to pay. The umbrella policy actually paid out basically $750,000 because some sort of online post was made by a minor.
People don't realize you can get sued for slander. You can get sued for that personally if your kids or yourself are putting stuff out on Facebook or Snapchat or, you know, anything people can, you know, that can be an issue. I know people have gotten in trouble with posting stuff locally on the little, you know, chat rooms and stuff like that. Please be cautious in what you put out there because you can't take it back, and it's always going to be out there.
Well, one of my mantras is I don't put anything like feelings in writing. Like,
right.
I just don't do that. Now, I'll write my wife let me a nice note here and there, right?
Yeah,
sometimes.
Occasionally, yes.
But, I mean, I don't really – I think it's a mistake to put things in writing. And as an employer, it can tell you they're going to be looking at your Facebook page and things that you're doing. You've got to be very careful about people are not private enough, in my opinion, these days.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you don't want to just go out there and put everything you know.
Right.
So that was an interesting one. Another claim was, and this is sad, a babysitter left a 5-month-old infant unattended in a walker. The infant toppled over the walker, struck her head on the floor, and suffered brain damage. The parents of the infant sued the teenage babysitter and her parents. The court awarded the infant's parents $11 million.
Yeah.
That's the suit. I mean, I hate that happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is what happened. I mean, who would ever think when you're babysitting that would happen? But that is an actual claim.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. The insured's tenant claims she became ill from carbon monoxide poisoning resulting from a faulty furnace. Mm-hmm. The tenant claimed permanent brain damage and demanded $750,000.
Yeah.
Now, they're saying this is an actual claim. It doesn't say that was paid to them. But, you know, as a owner of a, you know, as a rental house, you got to be very careful about your petitioning your premises.
Right.
So we're going to wrap up this first half of the show, and we will come back after the break and be talking more about this week's topic, what is a personal umbrella policy? I'm Mark and Wife Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we just want to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, next to United Community Bank on Highway 64. We're also in Hiwassee, next to the hospital and a red brick building called Town Trace. And then in Blairsville, we are in the South State Bank building across from Home Depot and near the post office. You can find us online at www.more-insurance.com, and you can like us on Facebook. All the Peace of Mind radio shows have been added to our website, so if you've missed one, you can check them out online. Also, we have two other locations. Mountain Insurance is located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's on Highway 64 West. Come by and see Velda and Emily there. Also, Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge is located between United Community Bank and Burger King. And you can come by and see Kathy Hunter, Jeremy Payne, and Robert Bonetz there. Please like us on Facebook and please check us out. We also are looking to hire some already licensed PNC agents in Georgia. So if you're interested, please reach out to us and send your resumes to office at mountain or moreinsurance.com. Sorry.
Well, we do need to get our application process on our website maybe at some point.
We've been working on that. So Hopefully you can just send it to office at more-insurance.com.
Yeah, we're very, very selective about who we hire. And it's just not, this job's not for everybody. It's a multitasking.
Multitasking.
The technical side of the job is extensive.
Exactly. We definitely have a lot of agency management systems, and we have scanning and paperless and all that. So we're back to talk about umbrellas, and there's three types of umbrellas that actually are written by different carriers. There's a true umbrella, there is an excess umbrella, and then there also is a hybrid umbrella. And they do cover you for a lot of different situations that your home or auto does not cover.
Yep.
So please, you know, inquire about it. Ask for a quote. We'd love to help you with that.
Yeah, you really should consider having one.
Absolutely.
And this show is going to spill into next week, I can already tell, because it is a big issue. But when you're in a liability situation where you've caused an accident or you have had a lawsuit filed against you, I know years ago, my uncle in Atlanta, we've talked about him. He's got the AC indicator now. And he had just a guy that pulled out for a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And he said the only thing that kept him sane through the whole process was he knew he had a personal umbrella policy.
Right.
So this is the bad side of the insurance business.
I mean, there was also a claim that we knew about that there was somebody playing golf.
Yeah, we had that one. And then we had the deer hunting claim.
Well, talk about the one with the golf. I mean,
It was just a backswing. Somebody hit some other golf.
I'm in a coma.
Yeah, it was a bad one. So bad things do happen. And, you know, we're there to stand in the gap to assist you in these situations. I mean, our industry exists because bad things happen. And unfortunately, that's the way it is. I mean, it's just, you know, we wouldn't have an industry if things didn't get bad.
Right.
And we're there to try to help people in their time of loss.
Correct.
So, and we're trying to protect people up front. You don't want to, you know, buy insurance on a burning house. You want to have your insurance ducks in a row before something does happen, because you don't want to find out after a claim that you could have been covered properly. And a lot of times, things that we're talking about are not going to be a lot of money to add, like an umbrella policy.
No, it's
not. And we have one company that, this is another subject as well, but my personal philosophy is that I believe it's good to have your home, auto, and umbrella all with the same company.
Yeah, that's
so, so some companies will not let you have an umbrella over another company's liability limits.
Right.
So, I mean, on your home or auto. Now, you might have some, like, toys, like a boat or a jet ski or something they'll do. But typically, our best scenario is to have a home, auto, umbrella, and perhaps a term life policy. We have one company that gives you an umbrella discount. And we've seen umbrellas, what time you add the discount to the home and auto, you might be itself. $70 or almost right, pay for right, itself. It's yeah, it's kind of it's amazing to me for $1 million. So going on some other claims here that we have seen, well, this is not what we've seen, I've looked up and read about. Here's an umbrella claim. A teenager who was destined for greatness as a softball player filed a $700,000 lawsuit against her former coach, alleging his incorrect teaching style ruined her chances for an athletic scholarship. That's an actual claim. Mm-hmm. So, you know, here you are trying to be a teacher, trying to be a coach. You know, what do you, I mean, that kid is doomed for life. I mean, that's right. How they think they get money out of people. You're a teenager and you're going to sue somebody. I think that's pretty bad.
Time,
yeah. Lord help us. You know, I don't know. I'm not a baseball or softball player, but I don't know how it could, I don't know how they could allege that. And how would even prove that? Maybe your kid's just not good at sports. You know, who knows? Let's see another one here. This is one that sounds kind of familiar. I remember hearing about this at a class one time. The insured permitted several of her children and their friends to play paintball in her large backyard. This happened to an insurance instructor. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, Dad, insurance is boring. No, we need to have – and got the father actually relented and let the kids do it. Same kind of thing. The children were experienced and advised all of the safety rules, including the use of headgear at all times. A participant removed her headgear as she was leaving the field in order to – better hear someone calling her name. You know, the Paul Harvey coming to this one. The minor claimant was hit in the eye, resulting in a $475,000 settlement. Mm-hmm. So that's, I wonder if that's actually my instructor that had this, because I remember hearing about this exact same thing where they took their eye off just from that. Perhaps that's the same one I've already heard about. Let's see here. Here's one. The insured's 18-year-old son was driving the insured's car on a short trip to the store with his girlfriend. He lost control of the car and struck a tree. The insured's son told the police that a vehicle cut him off, but there were no witnesses and no evidence of any impact with another car. His girlfriend, a 19-year-old college student, was hospitalized for over a month with multiple fractures and internal injuries. She was in a wheelchair, but is now able to walk with crutches and continues physical therapy. She has a right drop foot as a result of the injuries. The insured's umbrella paid the limit on that claim there. So that's typically, when I think of an umbrella claim, I know there's things that happen besides auto accidents, but I generally think that seems to be the one that could be the most chancy, you know?
Most exposure.
Yeah, the most exposure. You know, here's one. The insured hosted a beach party for their daughter. One of the attendees found what was to believe to be an empty and discarded propane tank. It's brilliant, right? Mm-hmm. The tank was thrown into the beach bonfire.
Oh, boy.
Brilliant. And subsequently exploded, resulting in several injuries to several guests. $20 million claim was filed alleging the insured failed to properly supervise the party. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at a lot of kids here.
Right.
Another one. A couple hosted a party for their teenage children. They did not provide any alcohol, but it was brought by some of the guests and was available. After the party, one of the guests was severely injured in an auto accident, and the injury was attributed to his consumption of alcohol. The case went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which decided that anyone who sells or furnishes alcohol to a minor is responsible for the minor's injuries as well as injuries caused by the minor.
Right.
So there's another one. So these are some examples about how...
Well, there's also situations with homeowners, like they have a pool and someone were to drown or something like that, yeah, too. You just have to be careful on that and just always, you know, look into different ways to avoid exposure, which is what,
yes,
our job is.
If you can avoid it, avoid it.
You try to avoid those things.
So we will be back next week on this same subject, talking about umbrella. We just kind of hit the tip of the iceberg this week. But consider getting a quote from your agent to add an umbrella policy.
Yes.
Now, we're going to talk next week about what you have to do to get one, because you have to meet certain underlying limits that's going to be required to have, right, the umbrella policy. But consider adding an umbrella policy. You don't have to be a millionaire to get sued like one. Again, this is Mark and Kathy Moore, WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.